It's Friday, the 18th of January. It's cold. It's very cold. Oh, actually, I think it's due to just the wind, cold wind blowing. It's calm right now, but it appears to, yes, here it comes again. Oh, it's coming in gusts. But it's dry and it's very bright this morning. There's no real clouds in the sky anywhere at the moment. I say at the moment because I think that's due to change, but the sun is creating a milky yellow, very milky yellow band of light across the sky in the south. Even the birds seem to sense that there's something not very nice coming. It's the wee dunnock up in the tree. It's a morning for warm clothing. I mean, it's been a morning for warm clothing for a while, but I mean, that wind is biting. Slept well last night. I've had two or three bad nights, not through sleep, but this whole thing that causes my body to jump suddenly has reappeared. It manifested itself again. And the past two or three nights, it's been pretty bad. I mean, so I don't know. Maybe it's time to come off the blue pill again. And in between that, I'm sleeping okay, but it's just crazy that you just jump and waking up for absolutely no reason. And I can fathom anyway. Mrs. Blackbird's playing with a dried up leaf. And I don't know why, because there's porridge behind her. Oh, that is one cutting wind. Oh. It's actually colder than what -4 or -5 would be in a calm morning. It's just so chilling. Mind you, it certainly clears the head. I'm not so sure there's much in there this morning, but it certainly clears the head. My eyes are actually beginning to stream with the cold. Stefano mentioned that the other day, didn't I? or an audio bit. You're not alone, Stefano. Happens to me all the time. I think it's to do with the glasses, actually. I think it's the way that cold air sweeps in behind the glasses across our eyes that causes the eyes to tear. I think that is. I've actually seen my wife say to me, "Are you crying so bad?" But anyway, I think that's what it is. I'm going to try it one day. Go out for a walk one day, Stefano, and take your glasses off, if you can see, that is. I'm pretty bad, actually. I mean, if I take my glasses off, I can see where I'm going, but details and features are blurred. But try it and see if your eyes water then. And if they do, then just ignore what I just said about glasses. You see, that's a great thing, isn't it, about communities like this. Someone says something just off the cuff, just as part of a recording, an audio boo that they've done, just chuck it in there and someone picks it up, gets back. It's a whole reciprocation, isn't it, you know? And it just proves that people are listening out for us. And they get back to you maybe a week or two later and, "Oh God, I forgot I said that," you know. And that's a great thing about it, is it? I think we actually have more contact with each other this way than you would in probably normal life. Who else would you tell things to? Would you tell so many things to the people you know or the people you meet at work? Probably not. But here, we can say what we like. People listen, people respond, people give feedback, people give help. An unseen friendship. But you know it's there, in your pocket. If you want it, if you need it. Or just a chat. There you go. How is that for a mind gradually clearing? I think I'll leave it at that, actually, before I dig myself in. But I'm going to go now, because my fingers are so cold, as is my right ear. Left ear's fine. The right ear, oh, the one that was assessed yesterday. Oh my God, that's cold. I think I am underclothed this morning. And again in my sandals. So my toes are now going numb. Okay, Mr. Blackbird, I'm going to leave you. Surprising how he does actually stop and stare at me for ages. Another friend. And the missus appears. Not my missus, his missus. Sit down for some porridge. Oh no. I'm going, I have to go. That is just so cold. At least we're not getting the snow the others are getting. Well, not yet anyway. Oh my goodness. Even my fence is creaking. Hmm.